This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, all part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Oh, look, Kevin, it's green when we're getting ready to go. Now it's white when we're on air.
Oh, see, now you're getting it. Dave Stahl had the hardest time understanding these color coordinations. You're getting it immediately.
Well, nobody gave me any color coordinations last week. You weren't here. No, I didn't know that until you just did what you did, and you turned it green. Anyway, folks, we're talking about our new on-air light. Very cool. I think does it turn red when I'm supposed to just stop?
I color coordinated on Dave Stahl for like when we're about to go to commercial. But again, he doesn't have any understanding of it. I think every producer is going to use it in a different way. So I'll just let you know that's how I'll color coordinate or something.
Poor Dave. He gets confused easy.
We need an emoji one. He can just show you his feelings on his icons.
I'm good. We'll go with on the air light.
I can't even see that light. It's to my back.
This computer's going to shut down in just a minute.
Oh, don't tell me that. No, I thought I fixed it.
It says rebooting in 14 hours.
Well, this is luckily not a 14-hour show, so we're good to go.
Yeah, I know. I got to get that thing.
I know. I'm trying to get rid of it, too.
I don't care. I got rid of it. Okay. All right, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. Having a couple technical difficulties.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, listen, we're still in the air. Everything's fine. You know, the building hasn't burned down yet, so we're okay.
Yeah. Brendan had to give me a used mask to get in the door, so it's all
not
good.
A used one. Stop that.
I think it was used, too. There were stains on it.
Terrible. Terrible. Thanks, Brendan.
Thanks for throwing me under the bus, guys.
Yeah. We followed the rules. We put on a mask to come into the building. We have taken them off now that we're in the studio because we're alone. There's nobody within 6 feet of me. Even Kevin's 6 feet across the studio, so it's all good. No, anybody. It's all good, right?
Everything's good.
Everything's good. All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. Boy, man, time's flying. It is. It will be Christmas Day 1 week from today, huh?
I know. This year just went by like zoom.
It did. And then in 2 weeks from today, it will be New Year's Day, and it will be 2022. So we got exactly roughly 2 weeks left in 2021, right?
Yes.
That's it. That's all you get.
I've never been a big year guy, so I'm not.
A big year
well,
guy?
Well, I mean, to me, it's everybody's like, oh, next year I'm going to do this, this, and this. To me, I just keep looking at it as I'm still moving forward.
You don't make New Year's resolutions is what you're saying?
No, I don't do it for that reason.
Gotcha. All right, folks, give us a call here. And anything automotive related this morning, even though we're talking about winding down the last 2 years here. I mean, 2 weeks of the year. Sorry about that. Today, we're actually talking about picking a great service repair facility and talk to people all over the place and things you should know and do and look for when you come into a new town or if you end up somewhere and you need to have your vehicle serviced or you're going someplace and you're going to be there for a while. You should probably know where to go, how to figure it out. But we're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. Just give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related. Been a busy week. Lots of car stuff going on. Fixing cars. Cars and trucks all tend to have issues, don't they?
Yes. That's... More so than your house, even. You know what I mean? It's something that's very, I mean, something we use every day. It's going to break sooner or later. And you know what? I got to say, cars in this day and age, they do so much better than they used. I mean, I'm thinking a 1970, don't get me wrong, 1970s car, you had 20,000 miles on it. You were already doing a lot of repairs to it already. Water pumps. You know what I'm saying?
Cars used to be made for 100,000 miles. That was about max.
Yeah, but that's my point. Now... You don't start doing major repairs like that to 100, 150,000. I mean, you know what I mean? That's when you start doing alternators, radiators, stuff like that. So I'm thinking, of course, obviously when I was a kid, I drove older cars, but in the Midwest, I don't remember making it through almost a winter without one of my old cars, without the radiator failing.
Yeah, but you're, yeah.
Salt air and stuff is bad on the copper, you know what I'm saying? So
everything, yeah, wears on vehicles, especially, you know, when we were kids, we drove old vehicles, very old vehicles.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. Hey, a little bit of news, you know, on the forefront's been the catalytic converter thefts off of vehicles. It appears that on December 17th, they had arrested 15 suspects here in California for stealing more than 1,000 catalytic converters they recovered during a 6-month multi-agency investigation.
That includes my neighbors on that one, too. They have a Prius, and it was out in the shop for a while, and luckily, they did find the perpetrator who stole their catalytic converter.
Really?
So, yeah. So, for real. So, this is kind of a story that hits me, too, personally, even though, you know, it's my neighbor, technically, so I don't know everything that they're doing behind, you know, all that stuff. But still, it's very, very nice to hear that story, because we need some good news these days, for sure. So.
Absolutely. So, yeah, 15 suspects, 1,000 catalytic converters they found. This was up in San Jose, but... still, this goes on all over the place. It was dubbed Operation Cat Scratch Thiever. That's what they called the operation, the police operation to catch them.
Whoever came up with that name, I want to slap them right now. I'm sorry. Merry Christmas and slap.
Merry Christmas. they confiscated $50,000 in cash. That's all the converters that they've sold previously to these 1,000 they haven't yet that they stole. And they guess they also arrested people that were buying them, no questions asked. Three businesses that bought the cut catalytic converters with no questions asked. So, good news is there's some bad people off the streets, and hopefully a little less catalytic converter stealing going on there.
And I'm sure there's going to be a push on this, too. I'm sure this is costing the insurance company money's a lot of money. So, I'm sure that they'll push back more of, hey, we need to take care of this problem. I'm sure it's big money. I mean, people stealing them make good money. The insurance company's losing a lot of money.
We've seen a lot of them. Even so, Troy, one of our techs that works at the UTC location, he has a Prius and he has a Harley. He rides his Harley a lot. So within 3 weeks, his catalytic converter got stolen twice off his Prius. So.
I'm only laughing because I can only imagine myself. I'd be so pissed by the second time it happened. I'd be out there throwing things.
Well, yeah, it's not, you know, and the insurance companies are obviously covering them. The one thing that the insurance company didn't, they weren't covering was to add extra the cat protectors. Like there's a shield for, Priuses, right?
Yes.
And then other ones have a thing called a cat cable you can put on them to protect them. But they wouldn't pay for those. So they're okay with paying for multiple catalytic converters, but, you know, one of those things. So very, very interesting stuff. Yeah. So just a little bit of automotive news there and a little bit of stuff to chat about. But it's always good to stop people like that from stealing things. We don't need people stealing crap. That's for sure.
Well, no, especially because, you know, that's just, you know what? You always find out in the morning. You got to jump in your car. Whoa! This is making a lot of noise.
Yep, for sure. Making lots of noise. So anyway, all good. So give us a call here, folks. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related. Like I said, this morning we're talking about, you know, you move into a new area. What are the best ways to go about finding a quality facility? And should you research this prior to, oh my gosh, I need a quality facility today because my car's broke down? The last place to figure out where you're taking your car is when you're sitting alongside the freeway because your car broke down on the way to work. That puts a lot of stress on you and not a good thing, right?
Right.
So what we want to do is work out finding a quality place to go, like the West Automotive Group. But you could be anywhere. So when we talk about that, there's several things that I know. And that's talk to people that have had their vehicles places, especially here in California. Thousands of complaints are filed yearly with the Bureau of Automotive Repair from unsatisfied consumers wanting help with their automobile repair or servicing. issue that went wrong with some repair facility somewhere. So it's very important to obviously work through and figure out, you know, where would I take my vehicle if I have a concern and what is the best place for me. So there's ways that we do this, and we talk about that. So of course, here we always say, well, come to the West Automotive Group. Of course, we'll take care of you. But you could end up anywhere. And you know what? Doing research is good. So on stuff. Number one thing that I always tell folks is a great place to start if you don't know anybody or you end up in a place that you move to, you know, is with AAA. Because AAA, their requirements are quite stringent as far as it goes to be a AAA approved repair facility. There's a lot that you have to go through. You have to have a customer satisfaction index rating of over 92% in order to stay AAA approved, and they monitor that yearly to keep it figured out. It's a great place to start, you know. And then after you figure out, well, this is probably the AAA place I'd like to go to, you can ask, you know, if you any people that you meet around, you know, where do they take their vehicle to? I suggest that you go and visit the facility before you have to take your vehicle in to find out if it's the right place, you know. And when I say visit, you can always stop in. Most of us, like at the West Automotive Group, we always say stop in, have a cup of coffee, because we always have coffee brewing for the clients in the lobby, and you can talk to the people that work at our facilities and get an idea of, you know, who you'd be dealing with if you brought your vehicle in, and just some good information, and then you're comfortable and you know where you're going, who you're dealing with, stuff like that, if something does go wrong, or when you're ready for your next oil change. And speaking of that, that's a great way to get initially, and we tell folks all the time this, you know, before you have a breakdown issue with your car, you know, get your car in for a simple service, just bring it in for an oil change and inspection, and that way you're comfortable with the facility that you're going to versus just all of a sudden looking through your phone trying to figure out where you're going and when you broke down, like I said, on the side of the road, which can become a mess kind of, huh?
Oh, yes. Really quickly.
Yep. So it doesn't, we don't want to be doing that. It just doesn't, it creates issues, and you can end up making the wrong decision and end up someplace that doesn't do it for you or get you taken care of the way it should. So it's very important to do your research and figure it out. Like I said, visit, talk to friends is another one. Figure out what the facility is about. Like I said, go in and talk to them and ask all the questions. You know, this type of vehicle I have. You guys service this kind of vehicle. You know, there's, and you can get all your questions answered and get your familiarity with the place, and therefore your comfort level. And if something happens, you know where you're going, right?
Well, yeah. And you know what? Honestly, a good way to do it is oil change.
That's what
I mean,
said,
to learn about people.
Yeah. Well, the surgeon, yeah, get you in, you know, the quality of work, stuff like that, how they take care of you, things like that. And then you'll know.
And it's also a job. That way you weren't under stress when you were trying to figure out where to take your car for the oil change. I mean, it's something you had time to make an appointments.
You find
appointments
a quality facility, yes, long before the stress comes about.
Well, I mean, it's nice to know that AAA looks out for you. I mean, that's great and all. I mean, and
it's
is.
A great place to start.
Because it takes care of all the things. At least I know this person doesn't mind being monitored, or they're being monitored or whatever. But then there's also, once you find a good AAA, now I got to have personality. So, I mean, I got enough things on my own that I have to figure out. It's nice that AAA takes care of a lot of it for you.
Correct. Absolutely. All right, folks, give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and- and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Wow. Here we are.
Welcome back. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 2 weeks before 2022.
I know. This break went just like this year did.
Went
bam!
Oh, good. Yeah.
I know.
Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio, folks. Give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're discussing everything automotive related.
Yes. But actually, today, best place to suit for your car and your personality.
And your personality. Oh. Brendan, where is the best place that's suited for you and your personality?
Oh, man. That's a good question. Weekends, you can find me at Pete's Place at the bar, probably.
The bar.
That's so.
No, no. You're a married man now. No bar.
No, he has to take the wife with him now.
I know. That's what I was going to say. Now I need to bring her now. Yeah.
By the way, I never got to tell you, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
You've been gone for a couple weeks. You did the marriage. I wasn't sure if you were back last week or not. Did you guys go on a honeymoon?
No, I fell sick last week.
So. Oh, you did?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
COVID struck again?
No, not at all. I was just feeling flu, and then I was feeling much better. Radio station made me or allowed me to come back on that Sunday. But when I went to my other job on Monday, I got in through the door. They're like, "Nope, you need to go back." I'm like, "Wait, what?" And they're like, "Yeah, we know you only had a cold, but we listed you as COVID, so you need to go get a negative test." Yeah, so I left, but I got paid for the day, so I mean, I can't complain
too
much.
Did you go get a COVID test right away then?
Exactly. Yes. So.
And they let you come back.
Yep. As soon as
with
I
a
show.
Negative test.
Exactly. Yeah. 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 Yes. Exactly. So
you only got one day off.
No, two actually. So.
Oh wow! Yeah. Very cool. All right.
Well, his rapid test took 2 days to get back.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't go that fast.
That's always my luck, I tell you.
It's always my luck.
It is one of those things. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Because we don't want your car to catch COVID. Right?
Right.
Can your car catch COVID?
You know, the way it's going, I heard a tiger and a dog have, so I'm...
Well, animals have always been. COVID has been around a long time.
Well, I know. Somebody said that dogs get or animals get it all the time anyways. It's always been a thing anyways. So I don't know. I just don't think our bodies are used to it.
Well, this is a different type. They're different strains. Just like the flu every year. You know, it's a virus.
So. I was listening to another doctor talk, and he was saying, this is the thing. If by the time we get through all this, it's going to be another one of those things where we recommend that, just like the flu shot at the end of the...
Possibly. Yeah. Could be. We'll see. Anyway, but like I said, COVID's been around for a while. Let's grab Larry real quick in Oceanside. He's got a question. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, guys. Hey, listen, appreciate your show and happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all that stuff.
Same to you.
I had a good experience at the Escondido shop a couple of years ago. It's less than 2 years and less than 24,000 miles. I had a water pump put into my Nissan Frontier truck.
Yes, sir.
And I brought it in and talked to Matt and talked to, I think his name is Les or Wes or somebody there. You do what you say you're going to do. And you know, your word is gold now. It cost me nothing. I'm sure you hate comebacks, but the water pump was bad and it was leaking. And I asked Matt, I go, well, do you prorate this? Do you go? He goes, if it's under 2 years and 24,000 miles, you totally replaced everything, did the same job, and things were running great, and it didn't cost me anything.
Yep, well, that's what the warranty's for, and we do stand behind those 110% without question. And that we don't actually really I don't consider that a comeback. In the automotive industry, a comeback is something if we did something wrong. That's just a part that's failed, and they do happen. It does happen. So even with new stuff, I mean, you put it on and it can go wrong. And then when it does, boy, that warranty is a great peace of mind to have to get you squared away for sure.
And the other thing with your shop is that, you know, I've been dealing with, remember old Jack? I've been there a long time, 12, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
You keep a record of everything. Oh, and so yeah. I didn't even have to bring in my receipt or bring in anything that I, you know, proved that I did have it, the work done here. You punched in a few numbers and, you're almost as good as the government is following up on me.
Well, only on your cars. I only know what your cars have done with us. But yes. Yeah, no, we keep really good track of that so that our clients don't have to go find the paperwork or anything like that. We have it for you. And we can, when you bring your vehicle in, whoever's helping you, whatever location, can just look your history up right there and look at every single time you've been in and what we've done and all that. And we do that to keep track of, obviously, your service and needs and our recommendations we make, along with in anything else that goes with your vehicle. And also, in a case like this, if there's a problem with something that's under warranty, we don't need to say, well, can you bring the receipt or anything like that? We have it all.
Yeah, you know, that's why, you're like a good friend, you know, you deal with you guys and, you know, and family wise, you know, you took care. I kept asking Matt, how much do I owe you anything for the inspection? He's like, nope, here's the keys. Go ahead home.
There you go. So, there you go. What a great feeling, huh?
Yeah. Well, believe me, especially this time of year.
Absolutely.
And the other thing I want to hit on, if I could,
sure,
is I know you talk about it all the time, is aftermarket parts.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine bought a car and it ended up having an aftermarket catalytic converter.
Okay.
And it didn't even last 8 months. And I thought, you know, I said, well, you know, you thought he's saving a ton of money, but it didn't. Aftermarket stuff, you got to be real careful.
Yeah, some aftermarket things are great. I mean, like, matter of fact, just had a conversation with a young man about this. He had a Nissan, and his statement was, well, you know what? I'd prefer like it had a failed mass airflow sensor. And he said, you know what? I'm selling the car. I said, look, on electronics, we only use OEM components, plain and simple. The reason why is we've had too many issues with some of the aftermarket stuff. Now, when I say OEM, that means whoever manufactured it. And just because we don't always have to go to Nissan directly to get that, but because Nissan doesn't necessarily manufacture those, but we know who does, and we'll use that specific brand. But my point to all this is this. There are some things such as, like, let's talk about ball joints or control arms or things like that. The aftermarket stuff, TRW, Moog, and all that is way better than a lot of the factory stuff. So in that case, it's a good move. But that's where you rely on somebody like us to help guide you in that way. Like, you know, these are better components. We'll use this for this. We want a mass airflow sensor. We're going to use OEM stuff. Why? Because the drivability will be there and all that. There won't be any issues in short term. And you brought up a good thing about catalytic converters. And one of the important things with them now, the aftermarket ones, and there are some aftermarket ones and in times that we will recommend them, but the laws have all really changed on those, especially in California, that aftermarket ones are now of higher quality. Because we used to see these, we used to call those cats, like your friend's problem, one pass cats. Yeah. back in the day. We used to call them that because people would put them on a car, it'd get them through smog, and they didn't last long, and they'd fail. So some of those are not made at the same quality as the OEM ones. So you got to be very careful about that, for sure.
But I just wanted to bring up, too, some of them cats, sometimes people replace them, and they don't actually replace the problem that burned the cat down, too.
Well, that happens too. We've seen that a lot previously in smog, like failures. People would replace a cat that's failed, but not fix the problem that caused the cat to fail. Because I will be honest with you, like the F-250 I drove, 306,000 miles, when it smogged, it blew zeros on the smog machine. The reason why is kept it in good running order. It was the original cat on that vehicle. So cats often get blamed when they are not they have failed, but they're not the end result of why they failed, is something else, such as a vehicle that's running lean or had misfires or whatever it is. There can be all different kinds of things, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like why I've been dealing with you guys for so long is, you know, you do it right the first time, and if the part fails, you make it right. So I just want to say I appreciate you. I appreciate you being on the air as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you listening, Larry, and we appreciate you your trust in us with your automobiles. That's what we're here for, though, for sure.
You bet. Merry Christmas, guys.
You too. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and take care. Be safe out there.
You bet.
All right. Take care. Bye.
You know what? I have noticed a pattern on aftermarket parts, though. Most, and this is just, there's exceptions to every rule. Most companies, though, that make a better quality aftermarket part make manufactured OEM parts anyway. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
There are a few companies out there, though, that do make aftermarket parts that don't make them for the manufacturer.
We probably
too,
need to be very clear about this. Something that I'd, so a lot of stuff on vehicles, let's just say, like AC Delco used to be owned by GM. It's not anymore.
Yeah. Right?
So, but they make a lot of components, but you will find components manufactured by them. So let's say GM's making a little car, right? They don't necessarily manufacture all the mass airflow sensors.
No.
They'll go to AC Delco and say, hey, we need you to manufacture this to this specification for this car. And so AC Delco makes it, sells it to them, and they put them on the cars when going down the sun. So later on, the mass airflow sensor fails. We can go to AC Delco and get the exact same original one that was sold, which is of the same quality specifications, all that.
Yes.
Now, some offshore ones that are made, don't necessarily, somebody could have cut some corners, may not be the same specifications, etc. And that's where you run into problems, right?
Yes.
So that's where you got to be really careful of. And that's where we know the difference and make recommendations. So it was just funny because this young person I spoke to, he must have been like 19. And he thought that, I don't care about that because I'm selling the vehicle. And I said, well, here's the thing, man. We care because the quality of the repair relies on us. And I, regardless if you're selling a vehicle or not, if we put a junk part on there and you sell the vehicle to your friend and then something goes wrong, it's not driving right, you're going to be like, well, go back to West Escondido or West Automotive Group because they did the repair. Well, that's why we don't put junk parts on your car. Because,
well, just remember, just because it's okay with the customer doesn't mean it's okay. I mean, like, as in, it's not okay to put a bad tire on someone's car neither. You know what I'm saying? Even if the customer's okay with it, because that could damage other people going down the road.
It could.
So it's not okay.
So the point to that is, we don't do those kind of things. The reason why is because it comes back on everybody. Want a quality repair, fix right the first time, down the road. You don't have to worry about that anymore. So,
have you ever noticed, too, if somebody wants you to do something wrong and the end result of something bad happens, they don't ever say it was my eye. They act like it was.
Of course. I'd rather be the guy that wouldn't sell you that cheap part that you're upset about than be the guy that sold you a cheap part and now you have a problem.
Exactly.
So I don't want to be that guy. So anyway. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. It's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break as you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock. Are you still over there, Mr. Kevin?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. Taking care of folks in North County for over 28 years now. AAA approved. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved out there also for taking care of folks in East County for over 8 years now. And West Kearny Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue right in Central San Diego. AAA approved and taking care of folks over there in Central San Diego for over 4 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall. Taking care of folks over there for over 2 years. all of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees, Kevin and I. See, that was said correctly. Kevin and I.
He's becoming an English teacher.
No, I got schooled by a lady one time because I spoke wrong.
I know.
Okay. All of us come together, though, to bring you Auto Talk Radio because we all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about, which is what we're talking about today. Find a quality shop. Come to the West Automotive Group. The West Automotive Group also offers 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Help you out. You can use that card over and over again. 6 months no interest. Keep your other cards free, especially like this time of year when you're Amazon is just zapping your card because you're ordering all those Christmas gifts. So you can have your 6 months no interest card for servicing on your vehicle, and you won't have to pay it back until what? May. So, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's all good. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram by just going to westautomotivegroup.com and click on any one of the social media tabs, and you can be a follower. You can be a follower of auto repair. It's amazing stuff. westautomotivegroup.com. You can see what we're all about. Also, make appointments, etc. from there. You can also click on the Automan segments or Auto Talk Radio, one of the two of those, and it'll take you to that specific page. Automan segments. We have all the Automan segments from the CW and Fox 5 posted that I do weekly with the stations. They're all there, and you can check them out. Or you can click on Auto Talk Radio, and all our podcasts are there, and it talks about Auto Talk Radio. So all available through the westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. And you can surely check it out. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But give us a call now at 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're here to answer your questions automotive-wise. Let's grab Greg real quick. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, Brian. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for your show. I listen to it every Saturday morning when I'm driving in to my office.
Well, thanks for joining in. We appreciate it. What's happening?
Well, we have a car donation program, so we brought in this vehicle. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Acura MDX. And, we've gone through it and this and that. And the check engine light came on, and the code was bank one. You know, it was a catalytic converter. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd run some Cataclean through it. And, we reset the monitor. So I ran it up to my office twice, thought I'd give it one more time because I wanted to get it up to 100 miles of driving, mostly freeway, with the Cataclean. And it's funny because just when you guys started talking about catalytic converters, sure enough, my check engine light goes on. I'm sure it's going to code the same thing, bank one. So I just wanted to run it by you. I mean, this car has 228,000 miles, okay, mostly freeway. Gorgeous car, kept really nice by the family that donated it. Mm-hmm. I hate just to give it up for nothing. So we went over and looked to see if we could order a cat, mm-hmm. but apparently 3 to 4 month backlog, on Magna.
Oh, it's crazy right now.
Yeah. So I just want to, I think my intuition tells me let's run some more Cataclean through it and see if that takes care of it. Cause I mean the compression, the car runs great. So I don't know, check engine lights are always tough, but by you guys.
Sometimes they just wear out. You can try that with the Cataclean, obviously. And sometimes if you have one that's been affected in the precious metals in it are still good, you can clean it out and you can get it to come back to life. But you could try it again. But if you did that once already and it's coating out, life's probably diminished. And unfortunately, what you're talking about, the back order, I mean, cats have been, a lot of them on back order. Number one, we're having a supply problem, but number two also because a lot of cats have been being stolen. So that's affected the supply issue also. I don't know, and then of course here you have to, if you're going to do an aftermarket cat on it, which there are some good quality ones out there like the MagnaFlow ones, you have to find one that's certified for California. And then you have to deal with the issue of, like you said, ordering it and waiting.
So, right.
So, yeah. You putting the cleaner in it, driving it through it again, I mean, you could do it again. It's not going to hurt anything. So.
And I do know one thing. If you use that cleaner stuff, you got to do it exactly the way they tell you on the bottle for it to work.
Right. Yeah, correct. But it sounds like you're familiar with that. So, Can it hurt? No, it can't hurt. And it definitely cleans. It'll clean all the other ones out also, you know. It's probably either a 2-cat or a 3-cat system on that, correct?
Yeah, I think it's actually a 3-cat system.
Yeah, yeah. And that the upstream ones are the only ones probably monitored on that vehicle. So, but yeah, so it's a bank one cat that keeps setting the code?
Yeah, bank one, but the code, how it read, yep.
Yeah. Was there an aftermarket MagnaFlow cat available for that car?
Well, I went to one of our shops, you know, right where I live in Pacific Beach. They didn't have anything available right now. They could order it, but it could be up to 3 or 4 months. So,
yeah.
I mean, I can make some more calls. I haven't done it yet. I'm going to try to look into it over the weekend and maybe, you know, I mean, sort of a tough time of the year to chase down parts. But,
exactly. it is. Well, yeah. So, the engine, obviously, so a lot of people that don't know that a cat replacement on these, if you do an aftermarket, you have to do it by what's called the engine family number and all that. So it's certified to the vehicle. So it's legal,
right.
Which makes it even more difficult because you got to find the exact right one.
Right.
And I'm sure those cats from Acura are extremely expensive. Did you price them from the dealer?
Yeah, the price I got for, you know, to replace all three was like over $4,000.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. But on that case, if you're only getting a bank one, you only really need to replace the one set in the code, to be honest with you, because the other one's being monitored. It's working just fine.
I got to tell you, the way he's saying that this takes so long for the check engine light to come on, that thing just must be marginal. I mean,
could be. So you could clean it again. You know what else you need to also be very careful of is make sure that we're not inducing like and people say, well, I don't hear this, but a small exhaust leaks that allow and you may not be able to hear it, but if there's anything that's allowing oxygen in upstream will cause that cat to set cat codes over long periods of time like that. So or long distance as far as that goes. So you got to be very careful about that too. There's other things that will cause a cat to set a monitoring code like you're talking about because it's not operating efficiently.
Yeah, that's really good advice. You know, we'll troubleshoot it. We'll go from both angles. I think I'll do it again. I'll make sure I comply to the letter with what it says on, you know, on the instructions, the cataclean instructions. And then I think we're going to go through it and see if we can find an exhaust leak. That could be part of it or the problem.
For sure.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you guys. You have a great show, and I hope that a lot of people are listening and can call in. So I'll get off the line. But awesome, and have a good Christmas and New Year's, and keep up the good work.
You too, Greg. Be safe. Happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and thanks for the call, and let us know how that works out.
I will. I'll call you guys back. Thanks.
You got it. Take care. Thank you. Bye. So good questions, though. But there's all those different options. Again, I don't like to just throw a cat at a car, even just because it's set a code. I go through the efficiency test, find out where it's at, what it's doing, double check for the exhaust leaks, all those things. Smoke it even a lot of times we do, which is a smoke machine we use. And you don't smoke it like a cigarette. We smoke the exhaust system to see if we have any of those fine exhaust leaks, because if you do, they don't always make a sound like a large exhaust leak, you know, and you could be inducing air upstream. And if you do that, the cat won't always work right.
Well, with the cats, with the fuels and everything today, they're sensitive anyways. I'm fighting one, especially my mother-in-law's. She has a Nissan. Mm-hmm. She never gets on the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
She never gets that. Her work is less than a half a mile from her work.
She don't get it up to get off.
No, so she gets once a year. She's like, my check engine light. I gotta go. You know what? I just take that car. What I gotta do is I get it in second gear and I run a little bit high RPMs. I just gotta get the cots hot enough that it burns themselves out. That's what they do in the regions.
And you do an induction service. To
to clean the cats out, because her problem is she never gets them hot enough to actually cook the stuff out of them.
So they start to coat.
Yeah,
is what happens? And the cat's not bad.
You know, I mean, there are small things like not changing your oil because it'll put a film on the plates. I mean, stuff like that. But if you keep everything in thing and it does like to be on the freeway where the cats get good and warm sometimes. It's kind of like, you remember the old oven cleaning?
Yeah.
It kind of does that. It like overgenerates and burns everything out. Yeah. So, well, I was just talking about that when you use your oven thing and you'd slide it over, it would like overheat the oven to cook everything off of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's kind of what the diesel ones do too, is they, when they regen, they, you know, they're just burning everything out of the cats is what they're doing. So.
Well, and you need to, if you drive short distance like her,
yeah,
you really need to get your car out hit the freeway at least once every couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Just clean that bad boy out. Do a 20-minute drive down the freeway at 80 mile an hour. Don't go 80. Sorry, that's against the rule.
But in Montana, you can't go for it. Have fun in there.
65 here. Don't go over 65.
To the Autobahn. No,
there are some things we do to the cats, though, that, I mean, that's what I'm saying, not changing the oil because it lets more blow by the pistons. Mm-hmm. It's just certain little things like that will help keep your cats alive.
Well, maintaining your vehicle properly makes all the parts go long distance.
And sitting for cars is bad for. I mean, it really is. I have my older cars that I let sit sometimes, and then every time you go to drive them, something's, you know what I mean? Something falls apart on them.
Sitting is just as bad as driving too much.
Yes.
For sure. It's all good. You got
actually, I think the sitting could probably be worse sometimes if it sits too long, you know?
For some items on the car, for sure. I want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell any other automotive-related battery at West Automotive Group simply because it's the number one technician-recommended battery in the world. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, car, truck, etc., hop on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment. Get in, we'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts because they have batteries for everything. 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, battery for every need. All right, let's grab Maxine real quick. Good morning, Maxine.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm having trouble with, well, I have a little 2000 Chrysler Sebring convertible, which I really like, and I have no desire to ever get rid of it. But I think I'm having trouble with the transmission. It's been going on for about a year, and I've taken it to a couple of shops, and they can't hear the noise that I hear. And it's not all the time. It's just sporadic. But I hear it, and I just picked it up yesterday from a place. He said that he drove it around for a couple of weeks and couldn't find it. And as soon as I got on the freeway, I heard that noise another time coming home. I don't drive it very much, and I just heard you saying sitting is bad, but I only put like 3,000 miles on it a year. I don't drive it out of town.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I'd just like to keep it. I like the car. I've had it since it was new, and I've taken very good care of it, and I was wondering if you could help me. I think it's the transmission. I don't know whether I mentioned that or not, because I hear that clunking noise. Kind of sounds like when you drive a straight shift and you put it in a gear and it gets stuck in between two gears or something. Does that make sense to you?
Kind of a grinding noise?
Grind, yeah. I mean, it was a clunk before when I'd come to a stop sign down at the bottom of my heel occasionally, a boom, boom, like that. And then just recently I've been hearing that kind of a grind, and it's coming from the gear shift now that's on the, you know, in the center there.
Okay. You know what the best thing would be is and I don't know why anybody hasn't done this, but I mean, there's multiple things it could be, and it could be external, but get you in the car driving with a technician so that you can show them, hey, there's the noise. This is what it is.
Doesn't happen all the time. So, you know, we could drive for 10 miles and maybe it wouldn't, but.
So it's just very, very intermittent then, you're saying. I mean. You know, the other thing you can notate also is things like you said, I got on the freeway, it happened. Does it happen more on the freeway?
Well, I hesitate to drive on the freeway because I don't want to break down on the freeway. But just driving in my area around here, you know, some mornings, you know, I will be driving just, you know, 3 miles and I'll hear that. It's kind of like when I slow down and come to a stop sign. And I just hope it doesn't make that noise, but then it does a clunk. And but recently it's doing that, like the gear shifting sound that I just mentioned.
Gotcha.
Today I had it up in Oceanside yesterday. Had it up there for 2 weeks, and he couldn't find anything wrong with it. He drove it around yet. When I got in the car, and as soon as I got on the freeway, it made that noise. It's like when I was slowing down to get on the freeway, and then I stepped on the gas to move faster, and it made that noise. And then about, I don't know how far Oceanside is from here, but by the time I got down to Solana Beach, you know, and I was kind of exiting, it made that clunk noise, gotcha, like gear shift problem.
Let me ask you this. Every time you drive it, does it do it? You say you said it might take 10 minutes. So.
Yeah, it doesn't do it every day. It doesn't do it every time. It's just sporadic. But that's why I left it up there with him for 2 weeks so he could drive it around and see. But he said they drove it around, and it didn't make that noise, which is just surprising to me.
Yeah, that is surprising if they drove it all that amount of time. What I would try to do, though, is kind of make a notation exactly when it does happen to you. Is there anything specific, such as it's when I come to a stop, or it's when I'm getting on the freeway, or it's first thing when it's cold, or it's after it's been driven for 10 miles, and a lot of that may not be specific to this, but there may come things that are specific, like after I've been driving for a few minutes or whatever, it seems to do it when it does do it, when I come to a stop. Mm-hmm. Or when I'm accelerating to get onto the freeway. Whatever it is, you notate that. And every time that it does it, kind of notate what's been going on and what is going on at that permit time and where you're at with the vehicle. So all those little things can help somebody actually try to go out and duplicate it. Because I guarantee you there's something, some circumstance that's causing when this vehicle has this noise and does what it does. Mm-hmm. So
it seems, you know, whenever I'm, I'm coming to a stop, and or maybe driving slowly and then accelerating, you know, okay, it's like the bump, bump, you know. And it has done it for me. It doesn't do it all the time, and I hesitate to drive on the freeway because I don't want to break down on the freeway.
No, so, I understand that. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I don't even, I just driving around my area here, it does it. So you have a place over there in Miramar?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It's a transmission?
Yes. We do transmissions at all of our locations. Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yes, Kristen is my manager there, and she could get you in there. And like I said, I would have them get it in. We could take it for a drive, do a couple drives on it. If we don't find anything, then we're more than happy to spend some time with it still. Usually, we can get it to duplicate. A lot of times I find that when somebody says, like, I've had it someplace good, I mean, even though they drove it, they probably haven't put it through all the paces you possibly can to try to get this thing to duplicate. And it takes a little time, and you got to put a little time into it for sure.
Well, I question whether they drove it as much as, you know, I just wonder whether they really did.
Probably not, I'll be honest with you. We see a lot of this, like, somebody's like, oh, driven. And then we get a car and we go out and we spend, you know, 10 or 15 miles with it and we get it to do that, what you're saying. So it sounds to me like you say it doesn't happen all the time, but it sounds like it happens more than not. It sounds like it almost happens every time you drive it eventually, depending on what part of your drive. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, as I say, you know, I don't drive it that much, but it usually does it for me.
Okay.
But if I brought it in, is there a way I could leave it? And do you have loaners or anything like that?
We do have low-cost rental cars that we work with. As far as that goes, yes. Or we do have a shuttle also if you just wanted to get home, but you probably need a vehicle is what you're saying.
Well, a shuttle would be fine.
Okay.
But anyway, I'll call out there and talk to Kristen, and maybe, I don't know how busy you are, and it's the holidays.
She could get you worked in. But yeah, we're not open on the weekend, so if you give her a call Monday, she can look at the schedule, though, and get you scheduled in for sure. We'd love to get you helped out.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Maxine. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Look forward to getting you taken care of.
Okay. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. So great questions, though.
You know what? It just to me, from what she was explaining, it sounds to me like she's starting to get cross leaks, and because, you know, the car is she said 2000. So, I mean, you know, it's 22 years old. It does sit a lot. The seals are probably starting to get a little hardened, which that's probably why she only feels it at certain times.
Oh, internally inside the trans.
Okay. And that's probably why she only feels it. And it's got her foot's probably got to be around. Her foot's probably got to be right on the gas pedal in the right spot and all that stuff. So it's one of those things.
We can get it to duplicate it and see what it is. Yeah, for sure. And noises, you know, you hear them, then we can track them down.
Well, that's what I, you know, when people come in, they're like, believe me, it's there. I'm not crazy. I totally believe you. We just have to figure out our scenario to make it happen again.
Got to duplicate the scenario and make the noise so we can diagnose it for sure. For sure. Boy, the hour flew away. It's almost 8 o'clock.
Fly, fly away.
Oh, don't start singing. All right. All right, everybody. Hey, great questions today, folks, in automotive. We love when you call and join in, and we appreciate y'all listening to us for sure. So basically what we were talking about today, and one of the things real quick as we wrap up, we've got about a minute left here, is just, you know, do your homework. Check out AAA if you end up in a new place. Come visit, you know, if you're new to town or you're switching places, come visit, figure it out, you know, who you want to go to, and do your legwork first and say hi to everybody. So stop into the West Automotive Group. We're happy to talk to you. Check us out, and then you can bring your vehicle in, and we'll get you all taken care of. So San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up, as Brendan likes me to say.
So and the hoopty.
And his little hoopty.
Tin Lizzie.
Yeah, we flipped your Tin Lizzie on its lid out there for you.
I wonder if they make spinners for a car like his.
Spinner rims?
We got. I would love
somebody
that
out there to comp some rims for him. The spinners on his
greatest rims for present Brendan ever.
I know. Exactly. Hey, San Diego and everybody else out there, have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. Be back for Christmas next week. But we really enjoy you all and everything. This has been Auto Talk Radio on the Answer San Diego 1170. Until next week, be safe. Have fun. Enjoy.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.